Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Today on Radio Gallery, we speak with Joelle Gallo from Yarn Harbor, organizer of the March 13th event called Warm Up the City, a gathering of local knitters and crocheters giving back to the community.
Knitters and crocheters tend to be very giving. They tend to make a lot of things for other people. When you talk to somebody and say, oh, what are you making? Often they'll say, oh, it's a hat for my granddaughter or a scarf for somebody who is in the hospital or a prayer shawl for someone who is going through cancer. And so we often make things just for other people. My name is Joelle Gallo, and I work at Yarn Harbor, which is a knitting store located in Lakeside in Duluth. And we have an event coming up called Warm Up the City. It is our second time we've done the event. We collect hats, mittens, and scarves. They can be handmade. They can be store-bought. They can be used. As long as they're clean, we will take them. We are accepting donations all of the time, actually. We have several charities that we donate to and that spread things around all year round. But this is a big one that we're doing that specifically happens March 13th. But we're accepting hats, scarves, mittens. There's a need out there. And what we will do with them is distribute them out and about in the town for people who need them.
Talk about Yarn Harbor, because it is a creative space, not just a store.
Right. So Yarn Harbor is newly located. We've been 1 year now in our Lakeside location. We worked before that up in Mount Royal. Our new space has a wonderful big classroom in the back, and so we're able to hold many, many more classes and different types of classes. We teach knitting and crocheting, spinning and weaving and felting classes. And we start from ground zero. If you've never picked up a needle or a crochet hook or even seen a loom before, that's okay. We can start you from the very beginning. And then we have lots of project classes, so hats and sweaters and scarves, a whole variety. We call it cheaper than therapy. We have groups of people that come just to hang out. We have open space where people just get away from life, get away from home, get away from the kids, get away from work, and just sit and knit for an hour. And it's a great space for community, just for people to meet others and see what everybody else is doing. That's part of the fun, too, is we love to do show and tell. And it's very rewarding to the knitter or crocheter to make something to give, you know, to somebody who needs it. You know, you can only wear so many hats. I just made one for my son, and he said, Mom, I only have one head. So, you know, I said, okay, well, maybe I'll give this one to somebody else.
Talk about the creative way that the Warm Up the City event happens.
So we are meeting on Sunday, March 20th at Yarn Harbor at noon, and I will have bags of hats, mittens, and scarves. And then I will have different places around town that people can go and drop these off. And we kind of stay along the bus line. And so we go to bus shelters, the main shelter downtown in front of the library, in front of Chum, Lifehouse, the Encounter, community centers. And we just hang these items, hats and scarves and mittens, hang them on fence posts, around trees, hang them up in the bus shelter themselves, and they all have a sign on them that say, I am not lost, I need a good home. If you need me, please take me home with you. If you know someone else who needs a helping hand, take me for them.
Yarn Harbor is located on Superior Street in Duluth Lakeside neighborhood. You can find more information about Warm Up the City at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Ian Ducharme and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on our homepage and under programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.